Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Power, oh, but it reaches to the praise, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood. Come on, church, give God all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Because he is worthy of all your praise. Oh, give it to him right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, open up your mouth and shout glory this morning. Amen. As we enter in right now, just thanking God for all that God has done, what he is doing, and what he's about to do in the life of those that believe. Amen. Come on now, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, to exalt you even more in all our situations and circumstances, whether good, bad, or other. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. Clothing our white mind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, it's you that have kept us all day, yesterday, through the night, and right there, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we come to be changed this day, oh God. Lord, we come with attention, oh God. We come prayer with a prayer of repentance, a prayer of thanksgiving and forgiveness and say amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to your word of 1 John 1:9, we declare and declare by faith that our sins are forgiven, that we are washed and cleansed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the blood, Jesus. We thank you for the shed blood on the cross of the finished work. Amen. That we're saved by the blood, blessed by the blood, redeemed, made new, and healed by the blood. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we say this day, have your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us receive our daily bread, oh God, that our spiritual bellies will be full. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't do nothing else, hallelujah, you've already done enough. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, do what only you can do, oh, God. We pray for the lost this morning, oh, God, that they will be found in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, send the word, oh, God, that you ordained, oh, God, for their life. Amen. To bring them back in, amen, to the home. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God, for your divine provision, oh, God. Thank you for your divine leading, guidance, and protection. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch every heart and mind of those that are in trouble today. And everyone that's in their home, oh, God, so that they can receive great and mighty from your word, Father God. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, remove every delay to our blessing, to our healing, to our deliverance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, out of love, you have placed in our heart for you. Lord, creating us a clean heart, a holy and contrite heart, a right heart and repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2,
As a deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires, David pines for the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh call out to the living God. Lord, let this be our heart cry this day, oh God. Let the fire burn every increase in the demon. In the name of Jesus Christ, uphold us with our free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. My Lord, my God, we thank you, oh God, for this deliverance. Amen. Let hallelujah, Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, or backbiting, nor evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, oh God. Fill us, hallelujah, with your spirit, your tender mercy, and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all our days. Amen. Creating us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, oh God. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. And we thank you through your Holy Spirit. Lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make lives. So we be a living sacrifice, a sweet savior home, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your dear Son. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ within us, hallelujah, hallelujah, over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that you true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that hallelujah, we worship our heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Glory and hallelujah to your name, God. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise. Glory and honor, we give it to you right now, withholding nothing. There is no greater one than you, Lord. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us, and is manifesting right now his glorious presence in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that holy we can commune with you at this time and it's taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the cover of blood, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name. We live, we move, and have our being in. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Move mighty right now, God. Bring your deliverance to all in service on today. Deliver us from all our troubles, our fears. All our deliverance, oh God, from every sickness, disease, known and unknown to man, pain, ache, and suffering. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance, spirit, and sorrow today. Every spirit of confusion, every spirit of frustration, procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, of destruction. We come against every fighting spirit, familiar spirit of bitterness, spirit of unforgiveness, spirit of rebellion, spirit of pride, spirit of lust and perversion. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression and anxiety. We come against the spirit of worry right now. We come against the spirit of homosexuality and lesbianism. We come against every murmuring and complaining spirit. We come against every spirit of backbiting, gossiping, greed. We come against every spirit of mammon right now. We come against it in the blood, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare in the crowd right now that it's uprooted out of our life and destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, my God, move on this line today. Move in the service, oh God. We don't come to stay this time. We come to be changed this morning. Let change take place right now. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, that all will see, oh God. It is you that worketh in us and not any other spirit. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare the crown of all you to be the head of our life and the lifter of our hands. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now before eternity. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will with your will, Heavenly Father. Have your way right now. We come to honor this morning to receive blessings of overflowing us. That others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we ask that you touch every marriage that you ordain. Oh, Father God, increase it in patience and love, oh God. Increase it, oh God, with blessing and favor, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, strengthen every man and woman, oh God. Your
children in the name of Jesus Christ. Let peace come and reign over our life. Let peace come and be sealed, oh God, in the home, in the workplace, and everywhere we go, oh God. Oh, make us peacemakers that we will pursue peace in all times. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. According to John 14, verse 13 and 14, protect us, oh God, and everyone that we pray for today. And for our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our animals, and bedrooms, workplaces, finances, church and business and ministries, and all that you place us in charge of, oh God. Keep us, oh God, from any harm or destruction, pestilence, diseases, distress, natural disaster, attack on the enemy. God, let me up in your way. Evil people that we not be taking advantage of, trickery of any type of dysfunctionality, distraction, delusion, deception, fears of any undue hardship. Lord God, calls us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, oh God, becoming the sons and daughters of God. Calls us, oh God, to realize that right now, oh God, remove every spiritual cataract, oh God, unstop our ears, oh God, so that we can hear from you, great and mighty, oh God, and receive divine directions. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, let us not be tempted by worldly people, conversations, things of this world. Oh Lord, protect us on our way, come, and on our left, oh God. Be our will, God, and go before us, that we protect the gates of the enemy and take back what was stolen from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in your righteousness, your righteous counsel, oh God, all the days of our life, that our true desire and will be accomplished and of your total will in all our lives. Word and peace up upon peace up, learn upon line to the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hope of glory, that works only so that we are in honor and praise unto you all the days of our life, that our lamps will not be hid, but shine forth like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly says that we be found with demons of time in the minds of those who will receive it. You have called us, O God, to be victorious, and we hearken to your call. Help us to have victorious dominion, that your pleasing kings are all the sons and to God be the Lord. Honor and praise in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, remember us all today, oh God. Remember your children, oh God, like you did Noah, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you know all about it, oh God. Oh, Lord, we leave it there today, oh God. Not to pick it up ever again, oh God. You can see you in all that we are, in all that we have. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power that's working on the inside of us. Amen. That our prayers will not be earthbound. Amen. That they will ascend into the supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in heavenly place, that God will answer our prayers. And Lord, we're just going to say thank you because we have faith. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah, that we can decree in the crowd right now. Amen. That it's already done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, heavenly Father, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, walk every hospital. Hallelujah, heal the bodies of the sick, oh God. Walk every prison, oh God. Deliver those, hallelujah, that are in captivity right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help your children on today. We thank you for your ever-present help and the help that is on the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your full armor. We put on us right now the full armor of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we may stand in the evil day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let the fruit of your spirit take root and manifest in us. Not lacking one. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remove every heaven in every way that we're sipping on this morning, amen, so that we can receive, remove every corner, amen, of our minds this morning, amen. Lord, set us free from every evil spirit that's trying to program negative thoughts into our mind. Set us free, oh God, from every evil spirit trying to restrict and cap our life by influencing our mindset. Lord, please remove every negative mindset right now, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every negative seed that's been planted by the enemy, whenever it was planted, oh God, Lord, we pray right now that you will break down every barrier, every way that the devil has set up because of situations that the devil has caused to happen in our lives. Let us be completely set free, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare right now that the barriers are coming down and we are making progress. We thank you, Lord God, for total deliverance this morning. Lord, remove every barrier that every evil spirit is causing us not to progress in goodness. Set us free completely, Lord God. Remove every barrier that you did not set up, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us receive a miracle this morning from you, Father God, a miracle of freedom, a miracle of being set free of the power and the strength found in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your presence this morning, oh God, for your word says, for there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. Oh Lord, we thank you for being in the midst, that whatever we petition and pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you will do, oh God, according to your will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, have your way right there, oh God. Oh, be kind of the whole son that is here. My God, my God, we need you right there, oh God. Move mighty, oh God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, God. We give it to you right there, oh God. Those that are hurting, oh God. Those that are lonely, oh God, we ask, oh God, we call upon you to wrap your arms around your children this day, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God of our comfort. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask that you bless them, oh God, that seem like not enough, oh God. And make it more than enough. Amen. For you, God, are more than enough. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We call upon you, Jehovah, help, and the Lord will heal. Heal right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Release your healing virtue into our bodies. Bring your restoration to every organ, every cell, every muscle, every ligament, every tissue. It's shipped to our bones, the peace to our mind. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We declare the crown of victory as we call upon you, Jehovah, to bless us. The Lord of hosts has fights our battles. We just want to say thank you that we can declare the crown of war that comes to Christ Jesus, who saved us. Amen. That great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We declare the crown today by faith that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not walk. Amen. That we drink of the cup of presence all the days of our life. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, those of us that in agreement with this prayer this morning, let us receive long life, good life. Let our latter days be greater than our beginnings. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us receive miracle, oh God, when the doctor said, Lord, oh God, that you say yes, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. By faith today, when we declare the crown, we walk in expectancy and all that we pray for today, that we do be no lack. We come against a spirit of life, poverty, and death right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Cease your words right now. My Lord, my God, we declare the crown of prosperity and blessings, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're overflowing. We declare the crown that we are blessed, but we can never be greater. That we're the head and not the tail. We don't talk and not to me, God. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We're blessing our calling and blessing our coming back. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. If it had not been for you, oh God, where would I be this morning? But I thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. We give it all over to you, God. We thank you, oh God, for answering prayers this morning. We thank you, oh God, for this deliverance. Amen. For your word says, when the righteous cry out, that you will deliver them from all their troubles. We cry out this morning, declaring the curse that we are delivered from all our troubles. And all we can do is say, thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. You will have a thousand tons of peace. We still can thank you, Lord. For yes, you will thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. When people turn their backs on us, oh God, and we feel God wants us to lift them up this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that joy has come this morning. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, move all this life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We decree and we declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, that we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that it is so and it shall be no other way, that we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Come on, they call the Lord Shadama, they should shut up. We thank you, Lord. Fire, let it all shut up. We thank you, Lord. Let it all shut up. Come on, we thank you, Lord. Here comes Shadama, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we bless the name, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name this day, oh, God. We give it all over to you, Father. We just give God praise this morning, hallelujah. We open up your mouth and just thank him this morning, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we bless your name, God. Oh, we love him. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. I pray the strength of the Lord for all that is here in service on today, that you would just trust God for it all. Amen. Trust God. Amen. When you can't trace him, still trust him. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Good morning. Good morning, church. We thank God this morning. Welcome to Sunday morning service here with the Gospel Public Ministries. We're here in Houston, Texas, and we just want to welcome you. I was so glad with the Lord when they said it to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just thank God for this day, you all. I'm just grateful to be here. Many have planned to be here this day, but they are not with us any longer. So I just thank God for keeping me, my family, amen, to see them another day and to be able to worship God and do what God has called us to do. And that is what it's about. So we just thank God again. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tony Kamani. My husband is Pastor Dorsey Manny. He will be with us here shortly. Just thanking God for all. If it is your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you personally. We want to pray for you and pray with you. If you press one, amen. Amen. If you would press one this morning, we want to pray for you and pray with you at this time. Amen. Whatever it is that you may be going through or dealing with and you're needing prayer, you're needing that breakthrough, the Bible tells us that there's power in agreement. Amen. So coming into agreement this morning with you, whatever it is that you are petitioning prayer that you're trusting God for, we want to touch and agree with you this morning, myself and Pastor Dorsey Manny. So if you would press one at this time, we would love to pray for you with you. Press one at this time if you are here for the first time as a guest. Amen. It's good to see everyone here at Sunday service. See my brother, Sister Dylan and Sister Connie Northern and Brother Joe Washington and his wife and family. Amen. And Minister Warren Green. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. God bless you. And to everybody else that's here online, every visitor, and saying we love you, we thank God for you. You could be anywhere else, but you decide today, I'm going to fellowship at the Gospel Public Ministries. And we thank you, everyone that's out in New York, New Jersey, Louisiana, Atlanta, Detroit, Houston, Texas, and the surrounding cities. Amen. East overseas and Africa. Amen. India. God bless you all. In the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome you to come and invite others to come to church with us here where the Holy Spirit is prevalent and moving mighty. Amen. So I pray that your spirit is open to receive the word that will go forward today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I just thank God for turnaround. I want y'all to understand that we serve a God of turnaround, that God can divinely intervene. Anything that's concerning, when it looks like you're about to go under, when you look like this is it, and you're taking your last breath, you spent your last dime, you prayed as hard as you can pray, we serve a God of turnaround that can step in right away and turn this situation around. When the doctors say no, when the doctors say, we've done all we can, there's no cure for this, go home and die. I want you to know that the God that we serve, amen, amen, a God that can heal, that can turn things around for your good. So don't give up and don't give in, don't fold to the enemy, because that's what the enemy wants us to do, amen. And so that's something on my heart to say just now. But we thank you all for being with us today. Welcome again. Hallelujah. We're going to have today is first Sunday, October, the new month of October. We thank God for the new month, amen. The God has kept us to see, open up our eyes to see another day, clothing on my white mind in the month of October. Today is October the 3rd, amen. And so we will be having communion, which we have every Sunday morning on our 10 o'clock service. So if you have your things for communion, grab those.
here. We're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington. And then after that, we'll take our communion. And there'll be two more song selections and then the preach word. Amen. So we're going to hear from Brother Joe Washington at this time. Brother Joe Washington, welcome. God bless you.
Yes, I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. And I know God is good. He's good all the time, you know, and it's just amazing what he can do, you know. I just tell everybody, always keep your hands in God's hand. Don't never let go. Because my mother used to tell me all the time, son, the storm is passing over. I didn't know what she meant then, but now I know what she is talking about. And I'm going to sing a little old song. You know, it's not much, but it's a song. It have a true, true meaning. There's a storm out yon, and it's moving this way. If your soul not anchored to Jesus, you will surely drift away. Oh, there's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. It will surely drift away. Oh, if your soul is not anchored to Jesus, it will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean. It is moving this way. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, Lord, it will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. It will surely drift away. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, oh, it will surely, I know it will surely drift away. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Brother Joe Washington, for blessing us, you know, with this beautiful song this morning. You know, may the Holy Spirit, you know, keep on using you in such a mighty way. You know, with such an anointing that's on your voice, it really lifts us up in spirit
thank
when
you.
We hear you sing. And
God bless
you. May God keep you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Amen. So welcome again. Welcome everyone again here to Sunday service this morning. I am Pastor Manning here, and we are going to get ready for our scripture. We're going to get ready for communion. Amen. We're going to get prepare ourselves for communion this morning. If you do have your communion elements, whether it's crackers, if you have bread, cookie, water, juice, whatever it is, you know, that you do have, let us prepare ourselves for communion. You know, this is First Sunday, remembering what Jesus Christ have already done for us. Amen. We ought to do this as often as possible.
The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 to 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant, my blood which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, We come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us for all of our sins. Forgive us of all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took all of our sins. You took our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that you took this piece of bread in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, how you were whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it. You said, take, eat. For this is my body which was broken for you. And partake in faith in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. For your blood is our atonement. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your blood, it justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, and all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen, amen again.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank God. God bless everyone here in Sunday. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. It reaches us right where we are. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our song selections here, and then we'll be back for the preach word. Stay with us. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God.
To glow, I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me more of you is what I need. Let to me, rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me
and more of your glory. Worshiper out there that'll join me, come on. Let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him. Oh, I am. So lift your voice and say, I can't live without.
Give
up!
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you so much. We thank you so much for the joy that you give to us from day to day.
Amen.
Well, we'd like to welcome everyone again here to Sunday service this morning. You know, let us prepare ourselves to receive the preached word that will be preached by my beautiful and loving wife. Hallelujah. So let us come together and help me to receive your apostle, hallelujah, your friend, your pastor, your woman, this beautiful woman of God, you know, a woman of God who is always in love with you, always in love with God, always in love with her church, hallelujah. She's ready to serve, hallelujah, each and every day. Devoted wife, hallelujah. A devoted mother, a devoted friend. Will y'all help me to receive Apostle Tawanika Manning?
Amen. Glory to God, church. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I pray all is well with you in your home this day. Amen. We just thank God for another opportunity. Let's give God our praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy of our praise. Amen. I just thank God for everyone here in service. Evangelist Kimberly Ripper, I thank God for you. In all your prayers, you just thank God for all that God is doing. I want you to understand God is doing a new thing. Let us go ahead and pray so we can enter to the word that is given to me this day to deliver. Amen. Not my word, but the word of God that will change our life. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, right now in our lives. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each person that's in service today, Brother God, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16 and 23. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against any hindering spirit right now, every unteachable spirit right now. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive great and mighty, oh God, that our lives will be changed from this day forward, that we will walk according to your will and your plan and purpose for our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decrease, I decree, and I declare you to be on the throne of my life in all, over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, oh God. Let thy will be done right now in this service as we receive our daily bread, our spiritual balance will be full. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare right now that we will not be denied and we will not take any substitutes. Amen. For we are co-heirs of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare right now, amen, that we are the righteousness of God. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now in service. According to Isaiah 60 and 2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, we call on the Lord. We just thank God for the presence of the Lord. For the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Have you set your atmosphere in your home today so that you can receive the presence of the Lord? Amen. See, I understand we got to set the atmosphere so that the Holy Spirit can come in and have its way. Amen. Hallelujah. How do I do that? That's about faith. You enter in, trust in God. Leave it all behind. Cast it all your prayers and free yourself right now not to pick it up again. Hallelujah. Will you set your atmosphere in your home? Will you decree and declare over your house, that my house
in the house of the Lord, a house of prayer with the Holy Spirit dwells in. You gotta have to make your mind. You gotta have a made up mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my mind is made up. I'm gonna follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ain't no turning back. I'm gonna fall along the way. But I learn how to get up. I'm gonna walk straight. I'm dying. That same thing that tripped me up before, I'm not gonna let it trip me up no more. Hallelujah. And I said, no, no, yes, it is. Hallelujah. Because that's what I mean. No, no. I ain't gonna let it. Hallelujah. I wanted to stop falling. Hallelujah. For the same trip up. And then we see what's in the road. But some of us still want to go down in it. Some of us still want to roll over it. Ha, my hallelujah. Somebody say, did you see that dip in the road? Did you not see? And they say, I didn't see. You got to pay attention. Hallelujah. So that the devil won't trip you up with the same thing. Because the Bible tells me, say, he's not coming up with new tricks. So he used the same sort of thing.
Same old
to trip us up.
Yeah.
The message today is stay delivered and free.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God. Stay delivered and free. Can y'all hear me clearly? I want to make sure I don't go too fast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that we get this word today. I've been listening to myself online, and for me, going back and listening to it, sometimes I can get to talking too fast. Amen. And I just want to make sure that we get the word. Amen. So Pastor Manny is going to be monitoring me to say, slow down so we can get it. Amen. Because we need to understand. And once we are delivered, we have to make a decision to stay delivered and stay free. Amen. We see people that have been in prison, I mean actually physical prison, and they say all they're going to do when they get delivered from the hand, hallelujah, of the enemy that has imprisoned them, when they get out and now they are free, hallelujah, some of them have a hard time staying delivered and free. Some of them go in, they're addicted to drugs, and they get cleaned up, and they get right, they get out, they tell you all the things they're going to do. Amen. But when they get delivered from their thing, amen, that put them there, and they get free, guess what? They end up going back. The word today that God has given me to the church is stay delivered, stay free.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. My Lord, my God. We know people that have been on drugs and been out for 20 years. They've been delivered. Then next thing you know, something happens.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And they get back in bondage. Get back in prison.
Yeah.
By that same thing that they've been delivered and set free from. Stay delivered and stay free.
Yeah.
According to Genesis, hallelujah,
yeah.
17 and 8. God is trustworthy, and his promises never fail. He promised Abraham that he would give him and his offspring the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession. I want you to say, after 400 years in Egypt, the people of Israel journeyed 40 years through the desert until they reached the promised land led by Joshua. See, they conquered the land west of the Jordan and banned the cities of the Canaanites. At the end of Joshua's life, according to Joshua 23 and 14, he could tell them that not one word has failed of all good things that the Lord God promised concerning you. See, all have come to pass for you. Not one of them has failed. However, about six centuries later, the capital city, Samaria and Jerusalem, were destroyed. The land of Israel ruined, and the upper class of society were led captive to the east, to the Babylon. Now, I want you to say, why is this? If you go over to Deuteronomy 28 and 58 and 64 with me this morning, I'll be coming at the New King James Version. Again, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 58 through 64. That is the question. Hallelujah. Stay delivered and stay free. Israel's sin, amen, Israel's sin, you all, the promise is to the Israelites concerning the land was not unconditional, but it depended on the obedience of the people to God's law. Now, when you look at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, 58 through 64, the Bible, it reads, if you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Verse 60 says, moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were, hallelujah, afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, what the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. You shall be lost, few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. Verse 63 says, hallelujah, and it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. Hallelujah. Verse 64 says, then the Lord will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other, and there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. My Lord, my God, stay delivered and free.
Hallelujah.
See, as early as in the time of the judges, it went wrong, you all. The people worshipped idols and committed all kinds of terrible sins. After a brief time of prosperity during the reign of David and Solomon, it worsened and again under the successive kings of Israel and Judah. I want us to understand that about staying delivered and free. So they were delivered into the promised land, but because they went back to their old ways, hallelujah, they were no longer free again. Amen. They were now in bondage by their own way and their own way of thinking. Amen. See, the kingdom of Israel, the book of Kings has nothing positive to say. See, in 722 BC, Samaria was conquered by the Assyrians and the 10 tribes were lost up to the present day. The two tribes of Judah lasted 150 years longer, and knew some good kings like Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, and Josiah, but the majority of the people sinned grievously against their Lord and their neighbors. Despite the continuous admonition, you all, of the prophets, God punished them to bring them to conversion, but in vain. They stuck, you all, to their old ways. See, our old ways, you all, would keep us stuck in bondage. It would keep us from being set free. It would keep us from being delivered from the things that God has already delivered us from, because we refuse to change our ways and stay delivered.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
God brought upon the people of Judah the judgment by which Moses spoke. If God says it, it shall be. If he promised it, it will be. It will come to pass. A lot of times, just because we don't see it right now, we feel like it's all right. But I want you to tell, I want to tell you today, if God said it, it shall be done.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, you can look for it to come. Just because you don't see it right now, just keep on going in the direction that you're going into. You're going to soon run into it.
Yes, Lord.
My Lord, my God.
Right.
My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. When we look in the book of 2 Chronicles, I'll give you a moment to get there. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, and I'll be reading 14 through 21. Hallelujah. The book of 2 Chronicles, hallelujah, 36, verses 14 through 21. The Bible says, moreover, all the leaders of the priests and the people transgressed more and more according to all the abominations of the nation and defiled the house of the Lord, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. And the Lord God of their fathers sent warning to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending them, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. The Bible says in verse 16, but they mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy. Verse 17 says, therefore he brought against him the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with a sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion on young men or virgins and the age of the weak. He gave them all into the hand. Hallelujah. Come on now. He gave them all into his hand. Verse 18 says that all the articles from the house of God, great and small, the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king and his leaders and all these he took to Babylon. Then they burned the house of God, broke down the walls of Jerusalem, burned all its places with fire, and destroyed all its precious possessions. And verse 20 says, and those who escaped from the sword, he carried away to Babylon, where they became servants to him and his sons, and to the rule of the kingdom of Persia. Verse 21, hallelujah, says, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, to the land yet enjoyed her Sabbath, as long as she lay desolate and kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. But people that were once delivered and set free.
Yeah.
They were once delivered and set free. Why did they go back in captivity? Why were they back in bondage? Because they sinned against the Lord.
Uh-huh.
They went back to their own way of thinking. They went back to what, hallelujah, they had learned, hallelujah, from the oppressor.
But
they oppressed themselves back into captivity. The word today, church, is be delivered and stay delivered. Stay free, amen. Stay delivered and stay free. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. I want you to understand this, that God's trustworthiness did not allow him to abandon his people forever into exile. After 70 years, they were allowed to return to their land and start again. However, in it's clear that the main problem of sin in the history of Israel was not solved. It remains an open question in the Old Testament how God can dwell with incurable sinners, you all. See, somehow the law should be within people and written in the hearts before real obedience is achieved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, stay delivered, stay free. I want you to understand Jesus came. Hallelujah. Jesus came. Hallelujah. The Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
I'll say it again. The Bible says, hallelujah, Jesus said, who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
In Christ there is freedom. But don't we know that some of us will go back into bondage.
My Lord.
We understand that once you're free, hallelujah, hallelujah, you can stay free.
Yes.
Some people, their mind is conditioned that they're going back because those around them say, oh, he ain't going to be out long. They're going to go back to their old ways and be locked back up.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times you heard it, but I've heard it over and over, and guess what? People have been conditioned to be in prison.
Yeah.
Imprisoned by the system, imprisoned by those that's around them that keep saying, huh, we just waiting for you to change back to what you used to be. How long you going to be praying? How long you going to be praying? How long you going to live this life? They're just waiting for you to fall.
Uh-huh.
But I want you to understand today, God is saying, stay delivered and stay free.
Yeah.
See, God calls us to live free from sin that's so easily entangled us. As Christians, we are promised power and strength when we call upon God to deliver us from spiritual attacks and Satan's schemes to bind us, whether it be an addiction, emotion, thought, relationship, finances, or any other stronghold. I want you to understand today that you have a power working on the inside of someone that will keep you delivered, that will keep you free.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says in Galatians 5:1, hallelujah, stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free.
Yes.
And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
Yes.
If he didn't say so here, knowing that some of us will go back and put ourselves in prison,
yes,
that will put ourselves back in bondage. It says here in Scripture, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
Hallelujah.
You all understand, hallelujah. Christ died to set us free from sin and from a long list of laws and regulations. Christ came to set us free, not free to do whatever we want, because that will lead us back into slavery to our own selfish desires. Rather, thanks to Christ Jesus, we are now free and able to do what's impossible, hallelujah, what is impossible before us, to live unselfishly.
Amen.
You are those who appeal, hallelujah, to their freedom so that they can have their own way or indulge in their own desires are falling back into sin. They're falling back into captivity. They're falling back into bondage. They're falling back into being in prison. But it is also wrong, well, to put a burden on law-keeping on Christians. We must stand against those who would enslave us with rules and methods or special conditions for being saved or growing in Christ.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God. Hey, come on there. Come on there.
Amen.
Stay delivered, stay free.
Amen.
The book of James, chapter 4, verse 7, hallelujah, says, submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah, get that from nowhere. The devil will go try you.
Amen.
He don't try you to get you back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To get you back in captivity and bondage. He's going to cause you to be fear. Now you're in fear. And now you're in bondage with that thing. And hallelujah. You're sitting there and you're alone with the enemy. Trying to speak things to you. Now you're speaking with the enemy is saying.
Amen.
Says, submit yourself. Then to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. Can we do that?
Amen.
Sometimes it's hard, but can you do that in the midst of what you're going through? Can you resist and say, no, I'm not and I will not? I'm a child of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Yes. Amen. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, greater is he that's in me, that's in the world. Amen. I'm going to love you even though you're unlovable right now.
Yes.
I'm not going to fight you though you keep swinging this way. I learned how to duck with a little old these days. Amen. Oh, stay delivered and set free. You ever seen a fight with somebody, they never threw a punch, but they know how to duck and run. My Lord, my God. I want you to understand this, y'all. Although God and the devil are at war, we don't have to wait until the end to see who will win. Amen? God has already defeated Satan, and when Jesus returns, hallelujah, the devil and all that he stands for will be eliminated. Satan is here now, however, and he is trying to win us over to his evil causes.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
My Lord. See, I want you to understand, with the Holy Spirit's power, we can resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God this morning.
Thank you.
We thank God this morning. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43:15-21, the Bible says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quick like a witch. Do not remember the former things, but consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. I shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. The of the fear will honor me, the jackals and the ostrich, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers to the desert, amen, in the desert, amen, to give drink to my people, my children, these people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. So no matter where you are, what you're going through, I will deliver you. No matter what it looks like, that you can't do what I can do.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, stay delivered. Stay delivered. Hallelujah. Stay delivered. Hallelujah. We thank God. I want you to understand today, church, it is so important that we remember the things of God. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit that will remind us, hallelujah, of his promises.
Mm-hmm.
This has slipped from our mind.
Yeah.
To comfort us, to get through, to be able to get over those things in our life that we can't do ourselves. That we cannot do ourselves. I want you to understand, you all, this scripture here is a picture of a new Exodus where a people once again oppressed. As the Israelites had been as slaves in Egypt, hallelujah, before the Exodus, they would cry to God, and again he would hear and deliver them. A new Exodus would take place through a new wilderness. You all, this past miracles were nothing compared to what God would do for his people in the future. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Glory to God. Let's make sure there's not an echo on the line. It's echoing back. Pastor Manning, is it clear on your end?
Yeah.
Amen. You're
pretty clear.
Amen. I'm going to be wrapping up here soon. Stay delivered. Stay free.
The Bible says in John 5, 4 through 5, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our feet. Who he is, amen, who he is who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, Jesus never promised that obeying him would be easy, but the hard work and the self-discipline of serving Christ is no burden to those who love him. And if our load starts to feel heavy, we can always trust Jesus to help us bear it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in 1 Peter 5, 7 through 9, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
Yes, Lord.
Steadfast in your faith so you can stay delivered, so you can stay free. Hallelujah. Do you know how many people say, I wish I would have walked away. I wish I would have just trust God with it and followed what God told me to do. But I went the way I wanted to go. Now I'm locked up. I'm in prison. I've lost everything.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to understand here in the scripture, you are carrying your worries, your stresses and your daily struggles by yourself shows that you have not trusted God fully with your life. It takes humility.
Amen.
However, to recognize that God cares, to admit your need, and to let others in God's family help you. Sometimes we think that the struggles caused by our own sin and foolishness are not God's concern. But when we turn to God in repentance, he will bear the weight, you all. He will bear the weight, even of those struggles. Letting God have your anxieties calls for action, not passivity. Don't submit to circumstances, but to the Lord who controls circumstances. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stay delivered, stay free. Put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. How do I stay delivered and set free? Put on the full armor of God. Before you go, put on the full armor of God. In your house, put on the full armor of God. When you wake up, put on the full armor of God.
Yes,
so
Lord.
So that you can stand in the evil day. Amen. So you can stand in the evil day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that you
Hallelujah.
Remain deliberate and free. Amen. The book of Romans, as we wrap up here, you all. We thank you, Lord, for the word on today, Father.
Thank you, thank you.
Stay deliberate, stay free. We thank you, Father God. The Bible says in Romans 6, 20 through 23, for when you were slaves to sin, you were free in regard to righteousness, my Lord.
My Lord.
What
Amen.
Fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now having been set free from sin and having become slaves to God, you have your fruit in holiness and the end and everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Yes,
my
Lord.
My Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God this morning. We thank God this morning. Understand, you all, it is possible to be neutral. Every person has a master, either God or sin. A Christian is not someone who cannot sin, but someone who is no longer a slave to sin.
Amen.
You all, he or she belongs to God. You have to understand you are free to choose between two masters here, but you are not free to manipulate the consequences of your choices. Each of the two masters pays with his own kind of currency. The currency of sin is death. That is all you can expect or hope for in life without God. Christ's currency is eternal life, new life with God that begins on earth and continues forever with God. What choice have you made? Now, what the word today that God has given me, church, is stay delivered and stay free. Eternal life is a free gift from God. If it is a gift, then it is not something that we earn, nor something that we must pay back. Consider the foolishness of someone who receives a gift and gives it back. Hallelujah. And give it out of love and then offers to pay for it. A gift cannot be purchased by the recipient. A more appropriate response to a loved one who offers a gift is grace or acceptance with gratitude. Our salvation is a gift of God, not something of our own doing. He saved us because of his mercy, not because of any righteous thing that we have done. How much more should We accept you all. How much more should how much more we should accept with thanksgiving the gift that God has freely given to us? Stay delivered and stay free. For Jesus has set us all free that believe. Stay free, for we are free indeed. Stay delivered and stay free, church. We thank God today for the word that went forth. We thank you, Father God, that we can decree and declare that we are delivered and set free.
Thank you, thank you.
And that we are free indeed. We have decided today that we're going to say delivered and set free, oh God, standing on your promises, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, touch your heart and mind and serve us on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, let all be free, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Father God, that we give it all over to you right now. And we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Will there be one today?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one today that realizes that you have not been delivered, that you are not delivered. You realize that the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, is not in you. And the evidence is you keep on falling. You keep on being destroyed. You keep on going back. You keep on going back and don't know why. You keep on being hurt. Hallelujah. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, never prayed the prayer of salvation before ever in your life, today is the day, hallelujah, that you have the opportunity to come to God. You have the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen. Will you press one today? Apostle Tyonique and I, we're going to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation.
Yes.
The most important thing that you can ever do in your living life is to be born again. Amen.
Yes, amen.
But will you come today while you still have time? Be delivered. Today.
Yes,
today.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Live a life of abundance. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that is upright and pleasing in the sight of God.
Yes, Lord.
And you too will also see how God move in your life.
Yes,
how he will change you right in front of your own eyes. Will you press one today? That's such a miracle to see God change yourself in front of yourself while you're looking at yourself. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you press one today?
Yes, Lord.
If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation ever before, will you press one? Hallelujah. There may be one who have already prayed the prayer of salvation. We thank God for our such anointed woman of God, Apostle Tyonique, for preaching this word. This word right here is such an important word for us to be able to receive. Stay and deliver. See, you have already prayed the prayer of salvation. You have already been delivered. But you find yourself slipping. You find yourself going back. You find yourself being just like you used to be. Oh, we thank God that we serve a gracious God, a merciful God, a forgiving God. Hallelujah. That never, ever, 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 ever will change his word. When God said that you are free, then you are free. But sometimes we get it up in my head and our mind that, you know, I done messed up. God ain't going to forgive me for that. Will you press one today? If you are sick in your body, will you press one today? If your heart is dark and it's angry, you're upset about something and you just don't know how to come out, hallelujah. We got Jesus, hallelujah, to bring it to. Will you bring it all over to Christ?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Will you press one today? If you have slipped, if you have stumbled, and some, you know what the situation is, this is your opportunity to trust God again. I say again. This is your opportunity to trust God again.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. If you believe that somebody owe you something, will you come in prayer right now? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Will you bring it all over to Jesus? See, that's a lot of times when we fall, when we stumble, we believe somebody owe us something. Bring it all over to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Will you press one today?
Yes, Lord.
If you are looking for a church home, and you have nowhere right now. Right now you have nowhere. Apostle Talanique and I, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your apostle. We would love to love you. There is no time and no distance in the spirit. Hallelujah. So we thank God that wherever you are, whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, or whether you're down south or whether you're up north, wherever you are, hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We would love to love on you.
Amen.
To give you exactly what God gives us, the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To pray with you, just to love on you. Will you come today?
Amen.
Will you press one today? Hallelujah. And join us. Hallelujah. There may be one. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for every single body to have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Yes.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you were able to move in every single one's life today. And that what you have preached through our apostle, our lives shall never be the same again. We shall no more be entangled into the yoke of bondage.
Yes,
for we are redeemed from sin. We are redeemed from the curse. We are redeemed from this world because you have saved us, and we thank you.
Thank you,
Father God, that we are delivered from people. Hallelujah. Because we have found out that when we stay connected to people, then we always go back. We go back. But we thank you, Father God, that you have shown us all things. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us your word. We thank you, Father God, that we can stand on what you have said, Father God, because when we go back, hallelujah, and hear what you have said, that's what brings us out. So we thank you, Father God, that you are true.
Yes, Lord.
You are consistent. We thank you. You love us so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us and over all that is concerning us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we say by faith that we are redeemed, that we are delivered, and we are set free. We are saved.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of you, Christ Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And everybody that do agree, do say amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank
glory
you, thank
to
you.
God. Glory, hallelujah. We
glory,
thank
you, glory, glory.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give God some glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. Amen. You can, if you have your tithes and offerings this Sunday, you can send them over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel. And as Pastor spelled out, in S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. If you want to have another means to send your tithes and offering over to us, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Father God, you are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. We give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit, God, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father, and we ask that you would use us in all that we have as your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our announcements today, Sunday, October 3rd, 2021, here at the Gospel of the Ministry, Pastor Dorsey Manning, the Apostle Talanique Manning. Monday at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer, amen, here on our church line. And in the month of October, we're in our 30 days of prayer for the month of October at 6 p.m. The number to call for this time of prayer as we come together is 520-525-8608. 520-525-8608. Again, that number is 520-525-8608. Join us for prayer, touching and agreeing, believing God and trusting God for breakthrough in every area of our life. There is power in agreement. So join us this month of October at 6 p.m. Amen. Also, we have on Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. And on Saturday afternoon at 12 Central Standard Time, we have our lead lessons. Instead of Sunday school, we have Saturday school. How about that? Here on our church line at 12 noon. Amen. And Sundays, we have our 10 a.m. service and 2 p.m. service. Join us here again at 2 p.m. And we thank God. Those are the, those are the announcements for today. Also, happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating the birthday in the month of October. Happy birthday. Amen.
Yes, happy birthday.
God bless you. May God continue to keep you, strengthen you in all the days of your life. May God bless your latter days greater than your beginnings. May you receive long life, long good life in the Lord. Amen. We also want to celebrate anybody that's celebrating their wedding anniversary. We pray God will continue to bless your union, strengthen you all, favor you all in a mighty way, grow you stronger in love and in patience and peace. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
We love you here at the Gospel Public Ministries. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessings upon everyone that's here in service, upon your household. Amen. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Doris Emanuel, Evangelist Kimberly Refford, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset, not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. For God be the glory. Amen and amen. I do want to say one more thing before we leave here. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. We've been called to the streets. We've been called to go ye therefore. So we will start that with our street ministry here in the month of October. We will give you all the dates. And those who want to join us here in Houston or anyone that's going to be flying in or driving in to Houston here, that you can join us in street ministry. So we will be releasing those dates once me and Pastor Man go over the dates and get the locations so you can join us as we go out and spread the gospel, the good news. Amen. God bless everyone. Amen. Apostle Manning.
Amen. Call it like it is.
Apostle Manning.
I receive it. Said Apostle Manning. Amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Did y'all get anything out of that? Hallelujah. I know I did. Stay delivered and stay free.
Amen.
You know, there was a lot of word that went forth. A lot of things that we can use on our day-to-day life. Our day-to-day walk, our day-to-day journey. Stay delivered and stay free. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to whom be glory, to God whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you. May God
amen.
Keep you. We're back here at 2 p.m. for a 2 p.m. service. If you do have a little bit more time to worship the Lord, do come back at the 2 p.m. service. There will be a word that's going to be going forth that you will never be the same after you hear it again.
Amen.
We love you here at the Gospel Public Ministry. Hallelujah. We love you so much, so much, so much. God loves you more than we could ever love you. Remember, every single one, that Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Glory to God.
May God keep you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to see him, the God. upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.